Federal Cabinet's decision not to provide that $25 million lifeline to SBC Ardmona is still causing divisions within the Abbott government. Liberal backbencher and long-time member for the Goulburn Valley area, Sharman Stone, has flatly rejected the PM's claim that workers' entitlements are overgenerous and in part to blame for the cannery's financial troubles.
There is not a wet allowance. There is not 9 weeks paid leave a year. There is not a five-day Melbourne Cup holiday. There is not sick leave cashed out each year. And on it goes. I'm hoping in the light of that information in front of the Prime Minister and his leadership team, they'll say, oops, we kind of called it wrong there. We'll revisit this decision.
That's Sharman Stone, the member for Murray, speaking on ABC on RN Drive last night. Clearly still furious with our own side for not contributing that $25 million bailout package that SBS says it needs to keep operating in Shepparton. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Now, Michelle, Sharman Stone there, a member of Tony Abbott's own team. Earlier in the day, she'd essentially accused him of lying about the workers' entitlements. Where does this take the dispute over SBC?
It certainly elevates the dispute. It makes it harder, I think, for the government to sell this decision, which it can maintain is a perfectly reasonable one in terms of not bailing out companies. But just making that argument has now become clouded by Sharman Stone's allegations, by the evidence that the Prime Minister and other ministers have exaggerated the conditions that are operating on the ground, even if they're still maintaining that those are in the enterprise agreement.
The company also took the pretty unusual step, I thought, yesterday of releasing a detailed list of the enterprise agreement it does have with its workers. That appeared too to show the Prime Minister got it wrong or over-egged it last week when he outlined what he described at the time as an extraordinary enterprise agreement with the SPC workers. I mean, does the PM have to do anything, say anything about this, walk back from this? Sharman Stone's hoping he's going to revisit the decision.
Well, Sharman Stone's arguing that the argument about the conditions was the reason for the decision. It wasn't really. The reason given for the decision was that in restructuring, companies have to take the lead. The government sets the overarching economic conditions or tries to influence those conditions, and companies then must stand on their own two feet, and employers must or should resist excessive claims, and if there are excessive conditions in place, try to get those altered.
But the company suggests that they've already done that. They've already done that restructuring.
Exactly, but the government wasn't actually giving the conditions as the reason for its decision. But clearly, the Prime Minister, in trying to put pressure on employers generally and in saying what needs to be done, in this company, completely over-egged the situation of the workers' conditions. I don't think that there'll be any stepping back, and certainly I don't think there'll be any federal government revisiting of its decision not to give aid.
That line in the sand on industry policy the Prime Minister and the Industry Minister drew last week is getting a bit blurry there, because yesterday the government announced a $3.5 million grant to a company called Huon Aquaculture in Tasmania. How do those two things match?
Well, I don't think they do match very well, and the government really hasn't adequately explained that. It said that the circumstances are different, but it has got caught up in various inconsistencies, like, for example, its pre-election promise of aid to the Cadbury's enterprise in Tasmania. The point is that it is clearly trying to establish a more general policy, even though it does get caught out on these exceptions.
Michelle, ABC management yesterday has come out basically and not given an apology exactly, but has, in terms of the reporting of the story on our programs about the allegations from some asylum seekers against Navy personnel, the statement from our managing director said the wording around the ABC agency's initial reporting needed to be more precise on that point. We regret if our reporting led anyone to mistakenly assume the ABC supported the asylum seekers' claims. Now, that was gone further than we've gone before on this, but the Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, says we still need to apologise to the Navy.
I think that while the ABC's remarks will be welcomed by some people, other critics will say, well, they don't go far enough, as Julie Bishop has said, or that they come too late. But after the ABC's own media watch this week was critical of the story and said that the ABC had overreached, then I think really it had very little choice but to make this sort of statement, this sort of gesture, acknowledging that the wording could have been better.
And just finally, Michelle, also the federal government weighing in on a fair work review of penalty rates. I'm no surprise about that. That's their job. But according to the Oz today, the government in its submission says, we acknowledge the potential for significant changes to modern awards to occur as a result of this review. And it goes on to talk about penalty rates and the hours and days in which it was proposed in modern awards are appropriate for review in a particular industry. So is it suggesting pretty clearly there, it would seem, to Fair Work Commission that they start and look again at penalty rates, which is what retailers in particular have been urging?
I think this is another example, like the jawboning around the whole industry aid issue, of the government using every opportunity to put pressure on for changes to industrial relations to get the process moving of reforming the system. But by the same token, it did make very specific promises in the election campaign of how far it would go, and that was only a limited distance without another mandate. Now, I do think that, at least if it's wise, it will be constrained by those promises, because when it comes up to the next election, if it's breaking those sorts of promises left, right and centre on a very sensitive issue, or it has broken them, then I think its credibility will be reduced. What it said is it would seek a mandate if it wanted further changes.
OK, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation, and we'll follow up on these IR proposals before the Fair Worker Commission with Professor Ron McCallum, Labor Law Expert at Sydney Uni, in a little while.